Hi, this is a dictation from Mr. Jeremy Point Chess Johnson. J E R E M I P O I N T Z E S J O H N S O N. Date of birth is 3/4/91. And date of date of birth is 3/4/91. Date of accident 4/9/2022. Date of service is 1/12/2023. Mr. Jeremy Pointes Johnson is here for follow-up evaluation. He reports ongoing pain in the right shoulder, lower back, and also into the left leg. He reports that physical therapy has helped almost 50 to 60%. He is now feeling better 60%, although the pains do come. In the right shoulder, the pain level is around 3 to 4. In the lower back, it is more stiff and discomfort than pain. It is only 1 or 2. He does feel pain at the surgical sites. He had a fracture of the in both the legs and tibia, and that was fixed by surgery, and he reports of pain there. Yeah, recently he has obtained a services from accident case management company, and their case manager as well as director of the company is here along with his patient. According to the patient, his physical therapy is helping him quite significantly. Medications are helping him. His pain level varies from 1 to 8 depending on the day. However, the pain is under control. And his ADLs are not really affected beyond 4. And only general activity is affected 8. Walking ability 6. Work is affected 5. System review, patient reports vision disturbances and also buzzing sound in the ears bilaterally. It was not reported before. He also has a difficulty sleeping, lack of focus, lack of concentration, and anxiety and panic. He used to have a loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, loss of memory. They are not anymore bothering him. There is no forgetfulness, and he has a blurred vision. And he would like to check a ENT and an ophthalmologist. However, he denies any headaches, dizziness, vertigo, blackout, seizures, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, or confusion, disorientation, which are earmarked for TBI. In the pain and numbness, patient reports neck stiffness and pain in the lower back and shoulder on the right side, and limited range of motion. In the GI, patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach, blood in the stool, trouble solid. In the GU, patient has no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, patient has no asthma, trouble with chest pain, often shortness of breath. In the additional issues, patient did mention that he has slight forgetfulness, besides no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. And current pain medications are Tylenol, codeine, and Narco. Substance abuse, patient is using marijuana. Compliance history, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication. Physical examination, blood pressure is 153/109, pulse is 69, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam is same from previous visit, which is 12/13/2022, dictation number 0109-003. Along with diagnosis, plan of care is like this. Patient is being set up for primary care. He is also being referred for neurology, ophthalmology, ENT. He is being referred for orthopedic surgery consultation for his leg as well as for his right shoulder, where he has a full thickness tear of the supraspinatus, although he is not interested in surgery. He is also requested to come for an injection for the right shoulder and trigger point injections to help him. The MRIs were reviewed along with the patient, and it was found that in the right shoulder he has a high-grade partial to near full hemisphere of the attachment of supraspinatus tendon, limb, and then degenerative sprain at the distal end of clavicle, subacromial subdeltoid bursitis, possible subcutaneous lesion along the posterior medial aspect of the shoulder joint. In the lumbar MRI, patient has no disc herniation, only foramen stenosis at L4-L5 is found. Brain MRI shows a multiple foci of the subcortical white matter, possibly related to multiple sclerosis, microhemorrhage, or maybe even a traumatic brain injury. For this, patient is being referred to neuropsych, neurologist, and a psychiatrist also. Other than that, his pelvis, right hip, left hip, left shoulder were found to be completely normal. Right ankle had some issues of tenosynovitis of the posterior tibialis tendon, Achilles tendinopathy, and left ankle had intramedullary rod in distal tibia, and they were all healed up now. There's no more pain in these areas. The right foot was completely normal, no fractures, and the left foot was also completely normal, no fractures. He's doing pretty good as far as the lower extremity is concerned. Although here and there he feels some pain, for which he's being referred to the orthopedic surgeon. As of here, medication-wise, he's being provided the following medications, which are naproxen 500 twice a day, Elavil 50 milligram at night for sleep, Flexeril 10 milligram 3 times a day for muscle relaxation, lidocaine gel 3% for topical pain relief. One refill is provided. He's been provided Norco 325 once in a while when he has severe pain, 10 tablets only. And his maps have been reviewed, labs have been reviewed. He'll continue his physical therapy to once a week, a PT evaluation, and a PT recertification is requested from the therapist, and an affidavit from the patient if he requires more therapy. I believe his orthopedic surgeon should be able to recommend more therapy if required. Has had a lot of medical care. I do not have all the records with me. I would like to request this gentleman to a chiropractor on the next time when I see him. So he's stable otherwise. Thank you.